News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
And we're getting rain overnight and a lot more of that on the way. Even sandbags being handed out in the local community. We'll talk about that and get Dr. Bill's forecast coming up in just a second on Mobile Mornings. Also coming up on this Thursday, Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. That happens at 7:50. We'll find out where Captain Bobby sends us. Maybe the parking lot here, the way the rain's coming out. We'll find out more at 7:50. Right now, we'll check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, wet roadways on the way in this morning. Northbound 65 at Airport Boulevard. If you've got an accident, it's going to be slowing up traffic and power outage near Moffitt Road, and the lights are out between University and Wilfrid, so they've had to make those four-way stops. They've tried to reset them more than once, but it's going to be a slow start there this morning. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive in Mobile, looking for new technicians. Working in good conditions with good pay? Experience is preferred. Auto body technicians, it's time for an upgrade to Bay City Collision. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service. Proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms again with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. The news, weather, and traffic you need. You need. The talk you want. You want. And the sports you love. You love. This is FM Talk. FM Talk 106.5. 106.5.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
At 6:09, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. And yep, 75 years since D-Day. Think about it, put it this way, because I can roll through some numbers, but it was always better for me learning things to kind of picture when they talk about the number of troops in a given battle. I'd say, how about this? The population of a given city around here, right? So if you can think about it that way, maybe it helps put it in perspective. So as 75 years ago today, essentially the population of Pensacola, every man, woman, and child, but that would be represented military, that was just the Americans going ashore. And wow. Normandy, the population of Pensacola, okay, that many going ashore, already had been deployed would be the population of Gulfport, and that would be the airborne troops that had been put in behind glider and airborne troops that had been put in behind the lines before the main force hit the beaches at Normandy. So you have Pensacola now hitting every man, woman, and child, because it's within a couple thousand, the population's every man, woman, and child in Pensacola represented by a soldier. They're hitting the beaches. Already the population of Gulfport has parachuted in, has glided in behind lines. That's going on right now, 75 years ago today. It's pretty. Yeah, it's like sometimes it's easier. I can say, well, 57,500 Americans were storming the beaches and 20,000 to 25,000 behind the line troops in the form of Allied airborne troopers. But yeah, when you think about it, so Pensacola on the beaches, Gulfport behind the lines, and American personnel in Britain ended up including 1.931 million land, 659,000 air, and 285,000 naval troops. A total of 2.8 million officers and men. That's how many Americans were over there. We'll talk more about this and get comments from President Trump, who is in Normandy right now as part of the commemoration of 75 years since D-Day. All right, 12 minutes after 6 o'clock, let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Representative Bradley Byrne is speaking out this morning, responding to comments from California Senator Kamala Harris regarding her stance on how the state of Alabama should handle the new abortion law, which has been passed, which would make it a felony for doctors to perform abortions. Senator Harris said, quote, "Those folks down in Alabama who are doing this, these are the same folks who, by the time that baby is born, they could not care less. What are they doing to support that mother and what she needs in terms of prenatal help? They're not doing a thing, but they're trying to tell women what to do with their bodies. We're going to tell them a thing or two." Representative Byrne responded with, quote, "I'm proud our state is leading the fight to protect the unborn, and we don't need liberal politicians like Senator Harris telling us how to run our state or what to believe. Instead of launching attacks on our state, these liberal elites should take care of their very serious issues in their own backyards and leave Alabama alone." Senator Harris, she is running for president of the United States. And Representative Byrne, he is running for the GOP nomination for the U.S. Senate seat currently held by Democrat Doug Jones. Senator Harris will be here in Alabama speaking at two events on Friday and Saturday and says she will continue the conversation about Alabama's abortion ban. A homicide investigation underway right now, and Mobile Police need your help to find the suspect who is considered armed and dangerous. Last Friday, authorities confirmed that one person was shot at the Fat Tuesday Sports Bar. 34-year-old James Anderson has been named as the suspect. He sometimes goes by the name Dirk. He has an active murder warrant out for him. The victim has been identified as 42-year-old Tito Smith. Anderson is described as 5 feet 10 inches tall, weighs 170 pounds. He does have a scar between his eyes, a teardrop tattoo on his face, and a tattoo on his neck, and multiple other tattoos. If you have information which can assist police, you're encouraged to contact 251-208-7211, and you can remain anonymous. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through June 14th, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new Virtual Wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit and make 10 purchases with a PNC Visa debit card. To learn more, visit a branch or pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Pensacola man was booked early this morning into the Escambia County Jail charged with attempted murder. Police say 23-year-old Jamal Boyer shot a passenger in a car on Navy Boulevard after the passenger may have blown a kiss at a woman. The victim, Terrell Creighton, was struck in his face. His sister, along with Pensacola's mayor, made a plea for information in that case on Wednesday.
He wasn't in the wrong place, wrong time. You know, he wasn't drug-related. He was an innocent person. Person got caught up in violence that he has nothing to do with.
Mobile police are investigating a shooting on North Ann Street. It happened last night just after 11 o'clock. Police say a fight broke out at a home on Ann Street, and that's when the gunshots were fired. One person was shot. Sandbags will be handed out in Saraland this morning ahead of potential flooding. The bags will be distributed from 6:30 this morning until noon at the Public Works Building. Several inches of rain are expected over the next several days. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hi, this is Dr. Lou Caponosi, president of the Common Sense Campaign. We have one question. Who will profit from the Mobile River Bridge project? Our traffic analysis show that 80,000 vehicles per day at $6 per vehicle for 55 years equals $9.6 billion. Why is ALDOT asking us to pay $9.6 billion for a bridge that costs $2 billion. If the state provides the same $400 million that they gave to the I-59, I-20 project in Birmingham, the total cost would be $4.2 billion, not $9.6 billion. Why are we being charged four times the amount of the cost for the Mobile River Bridge project? Why is Senator Shelby not looking for federal funding? Who stands to profit from this outrageous proposal? Hedge funds from New York and Connecticut and political insiders. Call Governor Ivey at 334-242-7100 and Senator Shelby's mobile office at 251-694-4164 and ask for answers.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention military vets and current soldiers who served between 2002 to 2016. Have you or a loved one suffered hearing loss or tinnitus after serving or while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces? You may be entitled to compensation. 3M, the manufacturer of earplugs made for combat, recently paid the government $9.1 million to settle a False Claims Act case for knowingly selling these defective earplugs for over a decade. Specifically, the United States argued that the manufacturer knew their earplugs were too short for proper insertion into users' ears, and that the earplugs could loosen and therefore didn't perform properly or reduce noise the way they should have. If you or a loved one suffered hearing loss or tinnitus after serving or while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces, you need to choose the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the most compensation for your injuries. Call the Sentinel Group now for more information and a free case review. Call 800-670-3180. 800-670-3180. That's 800-670-3180.
Good morning, 618 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Toronto Raptors have taken a 2-1 lead in the NBA Finals after defeating Golden State 123-109 last night.
Another big road win for Toronto. They had a big win in Philadelphia in the conference semis, a big win in Milwaukee in the conference finals, and they win at Oracle Arena to take a 2-1 lead.
All five Raptors starters scored in double figures, including Kawhi Leonard, who had 30 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 assists. Toronto point guard Kyle Lowry made 5 three-pointers, finished with 23 points and 9 assists. The Warriors, playing without Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, and Kevon Looney, were led by Steph Curry, who scored a career playoff-high 47 points. The team is reportedly hopeful that Thompson and Durant will be back on the court for Friday's Game 4. The Raptors regained home court advantage with the road win and are now 2 wins from their first ever NBA title. Before yesterday's game, future Hall of Famer Vince Carter announced that he will return to the league next year for his 22nd and final season. The Atlanta Hawks forward told ESPN's The Jump that the 2019-2020 season will be his last in the NBA. Carter's 22nd and final season will break the top all-time mark held by Mavericks forward Dirk Nowitzki, who retired after his 21st season this April. In Major League Baseball news, the Chicago Cubs reached an agreement with free agent closer Craig Kimbrell on Wednesday. The deal's reportedly for 3 years at $43 million and includes a fourth-year contract option. Kimbrell won the 2011 Rookie of the Year award and made 4 All-Star teams with the Atlanta Braves. After reaching the deal with Kimbrell, the Cubs went out and beat Colorado 9-8 last night. Chicago's David Bodie had a career-high 7 RBI in the win. The Atlanta Braves lost to Pittsburgh 7-4 after a long weather delay last night. The New York Mets shut out San Francisco 7-0. Miami beat Milwaukee for the second night in a row 8-3. Arizona beat the LA Dodgers 3-2 in extra innings to end a 7-game Dodgers win streak. Philadelphia rallied from a 3-run deficit to defeat San Diego 7-6. Washington won their 4th in a row 6-4 over the Chicago White Sox. In the American League, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. hit a 3-run homer, and Toronto beat the New York Yankees 11-7. Tampa Bay shut out Detroit 4-0. Cleveland beat Minnesota 9-7. Boston shut out Kansas City 8-0. Texas beat Baltimore 2-1 in 12 innings, and Seattle crushed Houston 14-1. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears scored 5 runs in the first inning and snapped a 6-game losing streak with a 7-5 victory over the Chattanooga Lookouts. Mobile will wrap up the 5-game road series against Chattanooga tonight at 6:15 and return home tomorrow night to begin a 5-game series against Birmingham. 6:21 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms again with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Come inside and welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Hey, Ron. It's been a while.
Nice to see you, Dave. You must have been well-behaved. What's up?
I have a problem, Ron. I can't pass up a good bargain.
Nothing wrong with that?
It's when everything's a good deal. You know, like 10 yogurts for 10 bucks and 5 sour creams for 5 bucks, a dollar bag of chips, so I had to buy at least 10. And don't get me started on the meat buys. All I can say is I bought enough to last all summer, and now the missus won't let me go grocery shopping anymore.
That's kind of clever, Dave. I may have to do that. See if I can get out of grocery shopping.
Then I saw the As Seen on TV aisle. So I bought her a facial hair remover with an 18-karat gold tip. In front of her book club, I said, now she can stop bleaching her mustache. How could I guess that would make her mad? I thought girls shared all that kind of stuff. Oh, it gets worse. I received a coupon book in the mail, and I just left the hardware store.
Holy cow! Look how low your truck is hanging out there. Looks like your tires are gonna pop.
I'm gonna need something really, really shiny, Ron.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
Good morning. For the Pitsit Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, again, northbound 65 at Airport Boulevard. They've got an accident moving out of the roadway. Also, another one, I-10 eastbound from the ramp to southbound 65, and a power outage near Moffitt Road. The lights are out in between University and Wolfridge, so be careful this morning in wet roadways. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history for the new Hancock Whitney Stadium for September 2020. Call 4611-USA. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 623 FM Talk 106.5. Already had a good bit of rain overnight, some yesterday. What do we expect? Well, as of 6:30 this morning, they're going to start handing out sandbags in Saraland as residents brace for possible flooding for the rain that has fallen. More rain on the way. Details coming your way in just about 12 minutes with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. What does it mean for you for today, tomorrow, and the weekend? We'll get into that in just a second. Right now, headlines with Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening right now, a homicide investigation is now underway at the Stanton Correctional Facility after an Alabama inmate was stabbed to death in one of the housing areas at the Elmore facility. 52-year-old Joseph Clark Holloway has been identified as the victim. He was stabbed multiple times. Now, he was airlifted to an undisclosed hospital and later pronounced dead as a result of his injuries. ADOC authorities, they have identified the suspect as 26-year-old DeMarcus LaShawn Baker. Baker now faces a murder charge. The prison went into temporary lockdown while ADOC conducted their investigation. Rain, and plenty of rain in our forecast over the next few days. As a matter of fact, this morning, a number of severe weather alerts have been announced in our area. This as city officials do what they can to get their residents ready for possible flooding, severe thunderstorms, and more. We turn to Saraland, where they are passing out sandbags today before the heavy rains hit our area, which are expected the brunt of over this weekend. Now, beginning this morning at 6:30 until noon at the Public Works Building, that's where you can go to pick up your sandbags. But you must be a Saraland resident, and you need to bring your identification. Be sure to keep it tuned to Mobile Mornings as Dr. Bill will join us in a few short minutes to give us a more detailed forecast when it comes to today, tomorrow, and, of course, into the weekend and how you and your family can remain safe. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 625 FM Talk 106.5. I don't have any word here, and I know we have some folks in Saraland in city government that are part of the show here. Are y'all providing, I mean, I'm not trying to be a smart aleck here, are y'all providing the sand, or is it just the bags? Because I know, like at Dauphin Island, when we get sandbags handed out before storms down there, you got to go get your own sand. Mm-hmm. Lucky for us that there's sand available on Dauphin Island to put in those sandbags, which, by the way, if you ever do that by yourself, because we have a first-story non-raised house down there, Dauphin Island, so we got a sandbag, and you do that by yourself to sandbag all doors, and we got a little garage door thing and all that.
Good workout?
It is a solid workout.
Really?
It's like those the old ESPN shows, the strongest man competition. Mm-hmm. By the time you're done with it, you're like, my gosh, this is work.
How heavy do you think those bags are by the time you fill one of them?
They're probably, just guessing what it feels 50 like.
Pounds?
50, yeah. 50? They're probably close to 50.
Like a bag of dog food?
Yeah, but it, depends on, food. But it depends on how high you fill a sandbag. This is how you know people that have done sandbagging before. You fill them up too much, you don't have enough bag left to tie it off, mm-hmm. or, you know, wire tie it off. You have to, because you have to spin it to try to get to close on the one end. So you don't want to overfill it. But if you underfill it, then you have to put so many more out. So I'd say between 40 and 50 pounds. All right, 626 FM Talk 106.5. And come back after Dr. Bill's discussion. We'll get some audio from that happened just hours ago in Normandy as President Trump there for 75 years since D-Day. And this, and like, it's, you know, I said something the other day. We're talking, and something that changed for me. I'd studied World War II, of course, in school, and then was very interested in it away from school. Mm-hmm. Watched, read, I still have a whole section of my library in my office at the house. It's all World War II books. I was really into it, especially European theater, but Pacific theater as well. And but it was back when my grandmother passed after my grandfather, and we're cleaning out the attic of their farmhouse. And I stumbled upon boxes. They, people of the Depression, they kept everything. Kept everything, Dalton. Because you could use it one day. Mm-hmm. And they kept the Life magazines that they had, I guess, a subscription to back then. And I sat down and read Life magazine starting in 40, maybe 39, 40, on through the war. And to read about the things that I had studied, but to read the articles as written while the war was going on, mm-hmm. before you knew the outcome. Because we can't watch or read anything now and not know the outcome. And that prejudice is how we see certain battles and certain news accounts. To read those accounts as the war was going on, put a perspective on it that I'll never be able to explain, but you ought to do that. Go read those. They're online.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Pensacola man was booked early this morning into the Escambia County Jail charged with attempted murder. Police say 23-year-old Jamal Boyer shot a passenger in a car on Navy Boulevard after the passenger may have blown a kiss at a woman. The victim, Terrell Creighton, was struck in his face. His sister, along with Pensacola's mayor, made a plea for information in that case on Wednesday.
He wasn't in the wrong place, wrong time. You know, he wasn't drug-related. He was an innocent person that's been got caught up in violence that he has nothing to do with.
Mobile police are investigating a shooting on North Ann Street. It happened last night just after 11 o'clock. Police say a fight broke out at a home on Ann Street, and that's when the gunshots were fired. One person was shot. Sandbags will be handed out in Saraland this morning ahead of potential flooding. The bags will be distributed from 6:30 this morning until noon at the Public Works Building. Several inches of rain are expected over the next several days. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Where can you find the tools Dad needs to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of off-brand and name-brand tools, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig, Gulf Coast Tools has invested in helping you find the perfect gift for Father's Day. Whether he's a do-it-yourselfer or has a favorite hobby, locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools has what he wants. Gulf Coast Tools is your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. Visit us at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com, and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Fierce Nakawati with Principal Office in Dallas, Texas. Attention landscapers and anyone working in the landscape industry. This is an important alert for users of the Weed Killer Roundup that have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. A California jury recently awarded $289 million to a landscaper who claimed Roundup gave him cancer. Roundup is the most widely used herbicide in the United States with billions of pounds applied each year. Farm workers and landscapers are at the highest risk of injury from exposure. Time is limited to file a claim. If you work with Roundup Weed Killer, killer and were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, don't wait. Call the Roundup Legal Helpline now. The number to dial is 800-951-6265. That number again is 800-951-6265. You could be entitled to significant compensation. If you've been exposed to Roundup and have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, don't wait. Call the Roundup Legal Helpline right now. 800-951-6265. That's 800-951-6265. Again, 800-951-6265. Call now.
Jet fighters leaving trails of red, white, and blue smoke flying over Omaha Beach at Normandy, France, where Allied forces came ashore to root out the Nazis from Europe in the D-Day invasion 75 years ago today. President Trump speaking at the nearby American cemetery.
These men ran through the fires of hell, moved by a force no weapon could destroy. The fierce patriotism of a free, proud, and sovereign people.
President Trump is meeting now with French President Macron. Earlier, the president said a lot of progress must still be made to halt the import taxes he is holding out as a way to force Mexico to stop the flow of Central American migrants flooding America's southern border. Mexican and American negotiators are scrambling to stave off the tariffs on Mexican imports. They claim progress in the White House talks. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The Fed's latest beige book contained limited references to economic impacts from flooding in the Midwest. The St. Louis Fed noted that flooding on the Mississippi River has hurt barge traffic. High waters have also reduced planting of crops, with planned soybean and corn acreage down about 50% from mid-May of 2018, and rice and cotton acreage off by 30%. Businesses and farmers are also concerned about the effects of renewed trade tensions with China. The Trump administration's new restrictions on travel to Cuba will hit hardest at the cruise industry. The rules will take away an increasingly popular destination at the start of the critical summer vacation season. Major cruise lines immediately dropped stops in Cuba from their itineraries and hastily rerouted ships to other destinations, including Mexico. At docks in Florida and aboard ships at sea, frustrated travelers vented over wrecked vacation plans. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories. Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Now you can save as much as half the time and cost of conventional construction and stop renting space from others. Just call 866-95-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs. You can get a 40 by 60 foot building for less than $25,000, or a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000. There's no wasted space, and construction takes half the time. Call 866-95-STEEL. With strong construction spending and high demand, this special pricing will not last long. Call 866-95-STEEL and get your options and pricing package on dozens of building options. Call 866-95-STEEL and see how General Steel can save you money. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-957-8335.
Oh no, we're out of coffee again. Wait, was it my turn to pick it up?
Azalea Coffee Service ensures you have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. Whether your business needs a coffee service or an upgrade from your current service, family-owned Azalea Coffee Service is proud to have served Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years and understand the value of customer relationships. For complete coffee, water, and vending services, call Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. Some rain yesterday, like you said, got started, but some more overnight, to the point that I know that power outages in our area, I can talk about some of those specifically because they knocked the transmitter off, I think, 8 times last night near Buffett Road. But this is just the start of the rain, huh?
Yeah, we had quite a few showers and thunderstorms. Right now, we have some heavy thunderstorms down around Gulf Shores and just offshore. They're moving on to the east. And we're going to see another round of showers and thunderstorms today. A lot of that activity now is over Louisiana, and we'll be spreading eastward through Mississippi during the day and into our area, particularly this afternoon. We got a combination of things, all this moisture coming in from the Gulf, got a low pressure system over Louisiana, and then a series of upper air disturbances all coming together to produce numerous showers and thunderstorms over the next few days. All these systems are very slow to move. So today, again, look for showers and thunderstorms. They kind of taper off a little bit for a while, but it'll be coming back in late this morning or this afternoon. And temperatures will be in the 80s today, anywhere from 83 to 85 degrees. Tonight, you can expect periods of showers and thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, more showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. As for the weekend, it looks like Saturday, numerous showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s. We'll see a decrease in the rainfall activity on Sunday, but still a good chance that you will see some rain and a high in the upper 80s. But Monday and Tuesday, things start to improve. And by the middle of next week, we're back to dry weather.
All right. This is rain in a tropical nature, right? I mean, it came from down the Southwest Gulf.
That's right. All that moisture around that system over the Southwest Gulf has been streaming northward and helped out and enhanced by the upper atmosphere that's helping to produce these clusters of showers and thunderstorms. A few thunderstorms today and tonight and tomorrow could become severe. We've seen some strong thunderstorms down along the coast overnight, so that is a possibility. And also, with periods of heavy rain, we could see some flash flooding.
All right, Dr. Bill, other than that severe weather, anything else in the mix here? I mean, anything tornadic, any straight-line winds, anything like that to worry about?
Mostly straight-line winds in these thunderstorms. That'll be the situation for today, tonight, and also for tomorrow. But you're definitely going to need to keep the umbrella with you.
Okay, and hate to ask this, but anything else in the tropics you're watching?
Well, right now we're looking good. I mean, a few tropical waves, but nothing right now. Doesn't look like anything forming into a tropical storm, so we're in good shape at the moment.
All right, good news, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast and your tropical weather view. And he does that, of course, all hurricane season long. And if you're new to town, the reason we listen to him, the guy has got the doctorate in tropical weather. He is the people that you might see report on this elsewhere. This is the guy they turn to get the first information. So he is the best at it. That's why he is part of our crew. All right, 638 FM Talk 106.5, and today, 75 years since D-Day, thousands of people and a handful of surviving U.S. D-Day veterans gathered at the Normandy American Cemetery to honor thousands fallen in that invasion 75 years ago today. Addressing the crowd, President Trump honored American World War II soldier Russell Pickett, who was among the first wave of troops to land at Omaha Beach. President, talking about that beach.
This beach, codenamed Omaha, was defended by the Nazis with monstrous firepower, thousands and thousands of mines and spikes driven into the sand so deeply.
You know, I want to point out, too, as I started the show, I said, you know, they basically, American-wise, troops, the population of Pensacola, every man, woman, and child, was rolling onto the beaches, okay? So the population, I mean, I can give you the actual numbers, it's 57,000, but to give you an idea, so everybody inside the city limits of Pensacola, man, woman, child, that would be represented in troops. They're landing on the beach. And last night, 75 years ago, the population of Gulfport went in with parachutes and gliders behind enemy lines.
That makes it so much easier to try to wrap your mind around it. It's still almost impossible to wrap your mind around it, but that makes it a little bit easier.
So you think about that, and then, of course, there were many others, of course, the British troops and the Canadian troops and on down the line, the Allied forces that were there as well. But let's talk about the Americans on this day and the beaches they hit, like Omaha, that were the bloodiest of all. Defending that beach and the beaches up and down the coast there in France, 850,000 Nazis. 850,000 5,000 Nazis. And all the bunkers and the, like the president described, what they call dragon's teeth on the beach. It would keep tanks and other vehicles from being able to roll through. The concertina wire, all the mines, everything that they had to go through. Before the soldiers even had a chance to fight one-on-one with the troops in the bunkers, the Nazis, and make it, they had to go through a myriad of obstacles out there. And it's amazing to sit here today and realize what was sacrificed 75 years ago today. A report from live in France. Here's Bob Constantini from Westwood One.
France, Normandy, the place so associated with the Allied invasion to liberate mainland Europe from Nazi Germany. President Trump, with 60 veterans of the fight behind him, delivering the thanks of generations that came afterward.
On the 6th of June, 1944, they joined a liberation force of awesome power and breathtaking scale.
The President and First Lady also visiting the Normandy American Cemetery, resting place for nearly 9,400 U.S. service members killed, not only in the invasion, but in the fight across Europe. I'm Bob Costantini.
All right, more from Bob and live audio from the events today in France. Coming up in just a second, we'll get traffic with Kane next.
If you're trying to sell property and your potential clients just can't see the trees through the forest, call Mako Forestry Service, clearing and removing property underbrush for over 21 years. And nobody has the amount and variety of equipment, including amphibious equipment, large rubber tire carriers, and excavators of all sizes, and a whole lot more. Mako will get your job done on budget and on schedule. So call for a free and fair estimate, 747-1802. Mako Forestry, turning your canvas into a work of art.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, southbound 65 to airport, also the ramp southbound 65 to government westbound, you've got another accident. Northbound 65 at airport, all of those are without injuries. Eastbound I-10 between 65 and DIP, another accident, and the power still out on Moffitt between Wolfridge and University. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day and even offering underwater recovery at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 643 FM Talk 106.5. Let's check in with Kelly for more headlines.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you have a teenager in the house, they now have a new job option now that the state of Alabama has lowered its minimum age requirement to obtain a commercial driver's license, also known as a CDL. Last week, Governor Kay Ivey signed into law House Bill 479, which will allow people ages 18 to 20 to apply for a CDL. Now, before this, you had to be 21 to start that training. So 18 to 20-year-old applicants are limited to a Class A CDL only, with no hazmat or passenger endorsements. Drivers ages 18 to 21, they're also not allowed to operate an oversized or specialty load, which requires a permit from ADEM, and they are limited to travel within the state. Now, no matter your age, all drivers will still need to be required to undergo training and pass federal and state testing. The new law goes into effect in February 2020. News out of Baldwin County this morning as a second person has died in Robertsdale after a multi-vehicle accident Tuesday night. That crash happened on U.S. Highway 90 and Country Road 85 just after 10 p.m. Robertsdale police confirmed that seven people were involved, including a pregnant woman. This as a Jeep Wrangler collided with a Toyota Highlander. Driver of the Jeep, they died at the scene. And now we know this morning that a second victim has died overnight. Those involved were transported to the hospital by ambulance, helicopter, and private vehicles. Police confirmed that they are continuing their investigation at this hour. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
If you have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell, let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingin's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Y'all say hello to my buddy Sid with Sexton Lawn and Landscape. I got to tell you something. So Sid's out at our house looking at our front yard, and you had your computer out there, and by the time you were finished, I had something to look at for a landscape design.
We're always trying to step up our game, I guess. And one of the things is that we're the landscape professionals. We know what it looks like. We know what it's going to look like. And so we're trying to communicate to you, the homeowner, a rendering. This is what, we'll take a photo and we'll sketch over it, and this is kind of what we think it's going to be, and really all we're trying to do is make sure that our vision matches up with yours.
Yeah, and it's something that we can interact with you while y'all are there at their house.
Yeah, it's a real quick, easy process. Now, if we need to, and we're on the right track, we'll develop a detailed CAD drawing, and we'll develop a plan that's going to serve you and something we can price off of, but what we really want to do is just not throw out a number. We want to make sure we're both on the same page.
All right, if you want to see what your landscape could look like, how do you get in touch with y'all?
Well, you can give us a call, or you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Pensacola man was booked early this morning into the Escambia County Jail charged with attempted murder. Police say 23-year-old Jamal Boyer shot a passenger in a car on Navy Boulevard after the passenger may have blown a kiss at a woman. The victim, Terrell Creighton, was struck in his face. His sister, along with Pensacola's mayor, made a plea for information in that case on Wednesday.
He wasn't in the wrong place, wrong time. You know, he wasn't drug-related. He was an innocent person that's been got caught up in violence that he has nothing to do with.
Mobile police are investigating a shooting on North Ann Street. It happened last night just after 11 o'clock. Police say a fight broke out at a home on Ann Street, and that's when the gunshots were fired. One person was shot. Sandbags will be handed out in Saraland this morning ahead of potential flooding. The bags will be distributed from 6:30 this morning until noon at the Public Works Building. Several inches of rain are expected over the next several days. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Toronto takes Game 3 of the NBA Finals in Oakland. Former Atlanta Braves pitcher Craig Kimbrell is... .648 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Toronto Raptors have taken a 2-1 lead in the NBA Finals after defeating Golden State 123-109 last night.
Another big road win for Toronto. They had a big win in Philadelphia in the conference semis, a big win in Milwaukee in the conference finals, and they win at Oracle Arena to take a 2-1 lead.
All five Raptors starters scored in double figures, including Kawhi Leonard, who had 30 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 assists. The Warriors were playing without Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, and Kevon Looney. They were led by Steph Curry, who scored a career playoff-high 47 points. The team is reportedly hopeful that Thompson and Durant will be back on the court for Friday's Game 4. The Raptors regained home court advantage with the road win and are now 2 wins from their first ever NBA title. Before yesterday's game, future Hall of Famer Vince Carter announced that he will return to the league next year for his 22nd and final season. The Atlanta Hawks forward told ESPN's The Jump that the 2019-2020 season will be his last in the NBA. Carter's 22nd and final season will break the top all-time mark held by Mavericks forward Dirk Nowitzki. He retired after his 21st season in April. In Major League Baseball news, the Chicago Cubs reached an agreement with free agent closer Craig Kimbrell on Wednesday. The deal is reportedly for 3 years and $43 million and includes a fourth-year contract option. Kimbrell won the 2011 Rookie of the Year award and made 4 All-Star teams while he played for the Atlanta Braves. After reaching the deal with Kimbrell, the Cubs went out and beat Colorado 9-8 last night. Chicago's David Bodie had a career-high 7 RBI in the win. The Atlanta Braves lost to Pittsburgh 7-4 after a long weather delay. today. The New York Mets shut out San Francisco 7-0. Miami beat Milwaukee for the second night in a row 8-3. Arizona ended the LA Dodgers' seven-game win streak with a 3-2 win in extra innings. Philadelphia rallied from a three-run deficit to defeat San Diego 7-6. And Washington won their fourth in a row 6-4 over the Chicago White Sox. In the American League, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. hit a three-run homer, and Toronto beat the New York Yankees 11-7. Tampa Bay shut out Detroit 4-0. Cleveland beat Minnesota 9-7. Boston shut out Kansas City 8-0. Texas beat Baltimore 2-1 in 12 innings, and Seattle crushed Houston 14-1. The 2019 Major League Entry Draft wrapped up yesterday. There were plenty of Alabamians who heard their names called over the last 3 days. Auburn shortstop Will Holland was selected in the fifth round by the Minnesota Twins. The Chicago Cubs selected Mobile Christian catcher Ethan Hearn in the sixth round. Hearn will reportedly skip his college career with Southern Miss to sign with the Cubs. Auburn pitcher Davis Daniel was picked up in the seventh round by the LA Angels, and South Alabama pitcher Zach Green went to the New York Yankees in the eighth round. Skipping down a little bit, former St. Paul Saint Blaine Krim was picked by Texas in the 19th round. McGill Toolin catcher Nathan LaRue went to Toronto in the 25th round, and former UMS Wright player and current Mississippi State first baseman Tanner Allen went in the 34th round to Colorado. Allen will reportedly return to Mississippi State for his junior year and wait for his pro career. Also last night, the American Softball Association held their second annual draft here in Mobile. With the first overall pick, former South Alabama pitcher Devin Brown was selected by the E1 Pro Ballers. Loyola Marymount pitcher Hannah Bandemir went second overall. Grand Valley State pitcher Allison Lipovsky went third overall. And Georgia Bulldogs catcher Ashley Razy was picked fourth. Former South Alabama second baseman Kaylee Todd was a protected selection. She'll play with Team Mobile USA for the second year in a row. The season opens next Friday, June 14th, with a doubleheader at Pat Hicks Field in Satsuma. Find out more and buy your tickets at asbasoftball.com. 6:52 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, southbound and northbound 65 on Airport, both exit ramps. They've got accidents. They're clearing also southbound 65, the westbound Government. At DIP, also just off of eastbound I-10, they've got another accident. And the power's been out this morning from Moffitt between Wolfridge and University. They've tried to reset them, and they're working on it now. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday in downtown Mobile from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square, your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. See them at special events, Mobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Century Bank. Since 1903, Century Bank has been a leader in the communities we serve and a top competitor for our customers' banking needs. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Online at centurybank.net.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms again with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
6:53, FM Talk 106.5. And yeah, that stuff falling from the sky, that's rain. That's part of our forecast for the next few days. Dr. Bill has more coming up at 7:35 with the full weather discussion. Right now, let's get a headline discussion. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A Good Samaritan is recovering this morning after the person he tried to help bit off his ear. A man dressed only in his underwear and identified as Johnny Ray Wilson Jr. of Rutledge was involved in a vehicle accident in Crenshaw County. When the elderly man, who is not being identified at this hour, went to go help Wilson, who was submerged in the creek, Wilson allegedly jumped into the man's face, jumped into his truck, bit his face, and bit the victim's ear off. That's according to WSFA in Montgomery. The victim was airlifted to UAB Hospital. Wilson, right now being held in the Crenshaw County Jail without bond. We are talking finances this morning. A student debt is on the rise nationwide, and that includes right here in Alabama. According to the Consumer Credit Reporting Agency, Experian, Alabama is among the top states in the nation with the largest five-year increase in student debt. Now, according to Experian, the average student loan debt in Alabama is $35,674. That's an increase of 3.3% from just last year and an increase of 30.9% over the last 5 years. According to Experian, Americans carry an average of $35,359 in student loan debt. The debt loads of public college graduates are the highest and one of only five states here where average debt exceeds family income. So, at number 11 is Montgomery, with an average of more than $42,000 in student debt. That amount has grown by 7.1% over the last year. And on the other end of the spectrum, the Auburn-Opelika area, they come into 48th place with the average of $37,800 in debt. Nationally, student debt ranks just behind mortgage debt, representing $1.4 trillion of the economy. Just 10 years ago, student loan debt accounted for $650 billion. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, what are those cheers for? I'll post this video up. On this 75th anniversary of D-Day, a celebration of a job well done, a 97-year-old guy from San Diego, a veteran paratrooper from D-Day, did another parachute in yesterday at 97.
Wow.
Same area he did this back in 1944. He did it again at 97 years old. Once again, this hero's name, Tom Rice. Living in San Diego now, 97 years old. He has a much fancier American flag parachute, also one of those wing parachutes versus the old style bubble parachute. But he does that today to celebrate 75 years of victory there at D-Day.
That is amazing. 97 years old.
Make you feel like if you got any kind of complaints of aches and pains, or I'd never skydive. Dude, at 97. Mm-hmm. 97's doing it. Remember former President Bush, late President Bush, did that too.
Yeah, at 90, I think.
Yeah, it was 90 or 90. Yeah, he was over 90 years old.
Wow, but then imagine, he was the man who parachuted down today, or will parachute, 22 when D-Day occurred. 22 years old.
And then at 97, doing it again. Pretty awesome stuff. 657, hour number two of Mobile Mornings on the way. Check us out online, fmtalk1065.com. We'll be right back.